What up? It's Jay Watts, Ratchet King of Pop. Make sure y'all tune into the Drunk Unks podcast and wash your damn hands.
Yo, I'm a fact, you already fucking know, yo.
Look, get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up. Sit back and drink it up, cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Fax. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game, and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days.
Is to have fun while we work for the rest of our lives. We're trying to get to that point. If we're not having fun working, we ain't working there. That's got to be the motto, the mantra, the code.
Tweet or tag Uncle Fax.
And you already out of jail. Huh? You got a jail on your regular page now. Bitch.
I'm doing both.
I seen you. I'm like, this thing is retarded.
Tag them both. You follow the page on both?
I gotta do this one. I'm tired of you talking already. Damn, I thought it was gonna be Tweety.
Well, see, here's the thing about sunglasses, right? They don't do shit for what you hear.
Get to that point.
If I don't roll my eyes at you, you don't even know.
Oh, that's a major flex for me. That means you too scared to roll your eyes in my face.
Going on, Facebookers.
Oh, good looking, boy. I see him with the share right off the rip. Oh, what's up, bro?
Yo, boy, what's going on, my guy? So I keep on sharing, everybody. Appreciate it. Come on now.
Let this thing sizzle.
Let this marinate. Let that thing marinate a little bit.
Get that mean. Get that yarring on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let me get up in the, what's the name?
Oh, this was one of them. I told that old phone, I just jumped on. That's why.
Oh.
But you butted right on in. Like always.
My habitual butter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get mine.
Get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
Good little sound check. We're good with that. Car. Jeez, I am. Yeah, he ready to pop every bottle in front of him. That's the problem.
Man, boy, we already started, boy. Welcome to your semi-drunk unks.
I'm not drunk yet.
You had all day.
I had all day. But you know when you get old, you take naps.
That bitch just fucked me up with that. That should hurt my chest.
I took a random nap.
Man, yo, what's going on, my boy?
So I missed my early time of drinking.
Or did you get drunk early and then had to take a nap?
Ain't nothing. You might want to go.
Well, while you getting yourself situated, without further ado, I'm Uncle Night Night, and you're not even going to say anything. I'm Uncle Night Night.
Well, damn.
And to my right, we got the social media savant.
Little Uncle Rico, man. What's going on with y'all?
3J, a.k.a. Uncle Rico.
You got a bottle open?
I don't, but we're going to figure out how to get the bottle open.
I don't mean to cut you off.
My nigga did a beer run. But anyway, okay. Anyway, this little premature ass beer.
It is that short day.
Look who's tipsy early on Friday night. Oh. Little Autumn.
Okay. Autumn.
Okay, Autumn. So I'm
that's
talking
the
about.
Lit life.
Lit life,
and
right?
Autumn, tune in. Tomorrow's Uncle Fax's birthday.
Word, shot sure random nap, man. Aries. Save lives, bro.
You're going hard tomorrow, yo. Pay attention.
It's who birthday?
It's Uncle Fax's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, well, with that being said, that's Uncle Fax. He's part of the podcast, too. That's news to me, but okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't wait. Can't wait. But you know what I mean? Friday night with your drunk uncles. What up, Shot D? Face.
Going on, my boy.
Face, mob.
Boobie said the fucking rain did him in earlier. That's why Lonnie was sleeping. That rain.
That's what it was. You know what I mean?
It might want to change the weather.
It was a nice, dreary, colder day than usual.
It was. It was.
The rain didn't help, you know.
Have my long socks on all day.
True. Like, the nigga literally just got out of his pajamas. Yeah. If y'all have seen what we saw. But the nigga make magic happen, I tell you that.
Hey, man, we here, man. We here.
Really like the clock, man. That's what's up, man. You know, Uncle Facts know a guy. You know, he make.
Yeah. I know somebody.
We get it done, though. But let's get right into it. So during the quarantine, you know, a lot of guys been, you know, entertainers, a lot of virtual Zoom calls and all that other shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I discovered this brother. I don't know if he's a brother, for example, because he's light-skinned, and I've seen his hair, and his hair didn't really suggest Negro. But he's going to be a brother because he's a brother in
music. He's melanated.
If he ain't melanated, his soul damn sure is. All right,
okay.
Goes by the name of DJ Cassidy. So he's been doing this past the mic joint, right? So he's done volume 1, volume 2, volume 3 dropped this week. Oh, my God. I just let the fellas into a little snippet of volume 3.
Yeah, man, what is it?
This dude is legit, right? So then, right, you know when you're on YouTube watching a video, right? It'll go to the next video when it's done. This next video was kind of showing the brother's resume. This nigga DJing for Obama's inauguration, the Democratic National Convention when Obama was running. He did Diddy's 50th, Jay-Z's 50th, J-Lo's 50th. So I'm like, this is the DJ of the stars.
So he's somebody. That's what you're trying to say. He's somebody.
He's definitely somebody. He came out the blue to me, and I feel like I disrespected this man by not being in the loop early.
Hey, yo, when he was rocking with the hip-hop joint, I'm like, yo, who is this man?
Bro.
That's the same boy that did the one with, Kid and Play.
Yep.
And
all
Yeah.
There was one, everybody, yo. Mm-hmm.
Yo,
he was rocking on that. I said, yo, he rocking, yo.
Man, shout out to that brother, man. I just feel like he deserved a little bit of time because that guy is getting in there. For y'all that don't know, but it's DJ Cassidy past the mic.
Not Cassidy. I'm a hustler Cassidy.
I'ma sip my Henny Mojito courtesy of my cousin Tanika.
I mean, alcohol's involved. It could be scores.
I was gonna take my shot.
So I'm just trying to help the people out.
I just wanted to sip, nigga.
All right, I'm just trying to help the people out.
I didn't want to disturb your moment.
Let him live.
Uncle Rico, man, without further ado, you said you had a nice public service announcement that you didn't want to share with us. Pre-show. So I'm more intrigued to figure out what the fuck you got to say.
Man.
Do you go independent?
No. I'm going solo.
Not yet.
Look at it.
So the jig is up, man.
Oh, he is going solo.
The jig is up. Let me tell y'all, right? Gingerbread man, listen, at some point, you're going to get caught.
Damn.
I did a lot of running. Uncle Facts. Child support finally got me, man.
They got you?
Yeah, I had a nice little month and a half run.
Yo, that's a good run, though.
Word.
Because I used to get like 2 weeks.
I had a month and a half run, bro.
That's good, yo. You blessed.
But I'm hurt because, you see my full check without child support, that motherfucker? To what I seen today?
It hurt, bro. I know it hurt, bro. Let it out, man. Let it out, man. Don't hold back, man. Don't hold it back, man. I know how you feel.
I don't care how fast you are, how elusive you are, man. You can't run forever.
But yo,
man,
a month is a good run.
I had a month and a half.
I done seen brothers get like 3 months run, though. Like, you know, they the lucky ones.
How?
They the 1%.
Facts.
1%.
He said they the 1%.
But we get caught. I get caught. Like, when I get my first check, there's a letter inside that said that we're going to be cornish your wages.
I'm like, figuring,
like,
see you next week.
See you next
second
week.
Check, right? I'm like, all right, dude. The second check, they gonna get me. Then I got the whole check. Then the third one came through. Like, oh shit, okay. Boy, today I looked on ADP. I was like, oh, they got me. Hell,
yo, that's a hurt piece though. When you see like your regular checks, how much you gross and everything, then after taxes, Because, you know, taxes going to fuck you, too.
Word.
But now you got child support fucking you. You got taxes fucking you. You just getting double fucked, though.
Yeah.
They running the train on that help.
What's going on, Richie? Savagery in session, man. And listen, man, child support.
Oh, man, me, I see y'all doing it big up in Vegas. Yeah, man.
Vegas doing it one, too, right now, man.
Vegas?
See, oh, yo, boy, it was a hell of a run. I never had a job as long where child support ain't motherfuckers start snatching shit, bro. I had a hell of a run, bro. Nice.
You gotta be, you can't even get mad now, Tweety. They gave you a month, bro.
I was liking them whole checks, though.
Bro, I told you, my first check. I
get back to blue cap for me, guys.
D&J all day.
D&J
all
day.
No more Kabazier.
Word, man.
Well, almost. On that note, you don't want to spoil your taste buds over here, so you...
Let me live the weekend out, all right? Let me live the weekend out, man.
But that's different. A lot of people don't know about it. Like, I mean, everybody look at me. You supposed to pay child support. You supposed to pay child support. That's not the point we're talking about right now.
But if I get a little break in there to get a couple checks, and I'm with that shit.
Like, what they say, you can't miss what you never seen before. You can't miss what you don't have.
Yeah.
But what happens? You have it, and then they take it from you.
Yeah, it's a different type of pain.
It's a whole different story. Like,
no, different, bro. Then you missing it.
Then you missing it. Now, my thing is like this. For now on out. Like, when I start work, I want them to take it up. Before I get my first check, take the child support right away.
Man.
Off the rip.
Don't let me see no full check, man.
When you see that full check.
Don't let me see no full check, man.
It hurts, man. Like, it really hurts, man. I ain't going to cry. I got glasses on, but it hurts.
My soul been bleeding all day.
Everybody hurts.
I'm just going to be quiet for a little bit, though.
Everybody cries.
John, don't get jumped up this motherfucker, yo.
I just want to have a moment of silence, right? A moment of silence
for your own check.
For the full paycheck.
When we do a shot. When we do a shot.
We're going to do a shot for the full paycheck.
I'm going to do a half a shot. You can't give child support too much.
You see that thing, man. Got to do this here for. Yo, a full check, something different, man.
Full check, something different, yo.
For the
brothers that know, man. You know. You got a couple women out there that know what we're talking about.
Yo, bro. I had a month and a half, almost 2 month run, bro. They,
in 2 month run, bro.
Man, word.
But Johnny, he ain't even toasting with us.
Yo, he on child support. That's why. He don't know we're paying right now.
Yo, come on, man.
I don't know your pain. I just know, Dad, I need new shoes. Dad, I need a new shirt.
But you still get that too, though.
It's like, Dad, no, I got to have it by tomorrow. What?
Huh? But that was my PSA, man. So you can't run forever, man. You can have a hell of a run. Yeah. At some point, you're going to trip.
Hey, yo, I don't got no
PSA.
No rant.
PSA.
It meets you, man. Fuck you and your birthday.
Damn.
Yo, happy birthday, good brother, man. Listen, I told Dice not to do that to you.
Today,
he posted that picture of you. I'm upset with you, bro.
That shit.
That was bad, bro. Hilarious. You look bad. You make us look bad.
That shit looked like motherfucking Peter Griffin, like when he fall on Family Guy, and his motherfucking leg be behind him. He like Peter Griffin on that.
I ain't even like it because I didn't want everybody to know we was friends. I ain't even gonna front. That looked bad. That was bad.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I really like it. I laughed at it.
I laughed at it too. I laughed at it.
Bro, both of your legs look broke.
Bro, it looked like some shit from a horror movie. Like he got thrown down the steps.
Hey, bro. I'm sorry you had to.
If I was you, I would shoot the one with dice. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry you had to go through that when you.
Yo, Don, gumbo therapy. What's going on?
Well, Michi, come through when you get off.
Oh, now we actually got.
Oh, shit, now we got. I didn't think this one through.
Nah.
I didn't either.
Last time you thought so.
I was in my bag about fucking child support. So,
Shout out to my kids.
Oh. Hey, man, Coach Thomas, man. What's going on with you guys, little brother?
Oh,
thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it, man. We always save out here in these streets, man. We don't be out in these streets.
Facts.
Nah, we don't be out in the streets.
We in what one of our cribs, drinking and chilling. We ain't out in these streets, man.
That's not entirely true.
I want something to eat after this. I might go grab some
wings. But that's not being in the streets.
It is going to be in the streets. I'm going to a bar to get it.
Well, anyway, never. My public service announcement for this week is, damn, I had it and I started laughing.
Alcohol's a motherfucker, yo.
Oh, nah.
You got it?
Yeah, it came back to
there
me.
There you go.
Bro, right. I don't like these guys or people, I want to say guys. These people who act like they really big into their business. And then, you know, when you sit there, you might want to invest or try to do some type of partnership with them. And then they start getting a little flaky. Like, bro, like, you need this. I got that for you. Let's do it. And then they be like, oh, well, you know, let me see how some other things work. All right, bro. I hate bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? We living in a time where you can't hesitate. I understand people want to play the long game, but the short game needs to be working too.
Maybe they selfish. Like, maybe they don't. I mean, you know, the typical. Well, I ain't gonna say the typical. A lot of black folks try to get to the top on their own, true, not with help. So they might be stuck in that little. I'm gonna say what they 20%, 30%, or it's higher.
The dumb nigga section.
Well, we'll call them dumb niggas.
Nah, but I get it. But you know what I mean? I'm just saying that, like, you can't be bullshit, man. It's go time for everybody.
But like that ties into the whole crabs in a barrel theory. Because like, you don't want to see the next man try to come up either. Like,
but the bad part is, like, you know, certain shit that I be doing, it don't be about me per se being the spotlight of it. It be about like, yo, you got something. I like what you're doing. Let me help you. I don't really want nothing from it, but if I put some bread up, I expect to get my bread back. But you ain't got to give it back to me tomorrow. But, you know, let's work together to make the product better.
Boy, you're right. Teamwork make the dream work.
Big facts.
Word, man.
Big facts.
Hey, man, you just know who to deal with, who not to deal with, man. It's that simple, man. Don't waste your energy no more. Hey, mate.
You right. Mean? Fair enough. I ain't gonna waste it, but I'm gonna be a little bit more patient, because if this shit work out, it's gonna work out real good. I'm just saying, but I'm with you. This nigga's on the clock.
Yo, mine is a little bit different. Mine is from a post that a couple years ago I put down, and it came back up on my timeline. I couldn't even put it on my page because I wasn't fully out of Facebook jail yet. So I had to put it on my other page.
So you free now? Or you?
I'm on parole. Like, they told me that. Okay. I'm on, like, they told me, like, my stuff is being monitored at all times. Mm. So I gotta watch how I post. What I put
the group chat.
So now
I'm safe in the group chat. He said whatever he wanted in the group chat.
No. We good. I mean,
kick him out the group chat.
So y'all see a random drunk post? That was me. So I apologize to the crew. I'm about to apologize now. Like, but anyway,
you for encouraging this shit, because now he feel like that's the only way. You know what? God damn it, Henny Mojito to the rescue.
Hey, now you made me forget what the fuck I was about to say. God damn it. So what you done?
Right, coach. You have to be able to lift others up while you still climb, man.
Facts, man. Big facts. People don't understand that, man.
Yeah, and the crazy part is, like, the situation I'm talking about in particular, it wasn't a situation where somebody's toes was necessarily going to get stepped on, but you're selling a product. I say I'm going to buy your product in bulk, but I'm going to sell it too, but I have a consumer base that you can't reach. So nobody's getting the money right now. So if I take this product and I sell to my consumer base, right, it grows your business, it grows my business, everybody's winning.
Everybody.
You officially turned into my plug. So now when I get you're getting money, I'm getting money, everybody's winning, and it's legal.
Black people scared of the word equal. You might Somebody always want to be on top. Somebody always want to be the leaders. Somebody always going to want to be the boss. And that's what we got to get out
Too
of that.
Many chiefs,
we got to get out of that game, stage, man. Why can't we just be a team?
Why
we just can't be a team? Like, know what I mean? Because that's the same system that we don't like, that's oppressed us and everything. Meaning that, okay, John, you got to be the president. Okay, Twin, you got to be the treasurer. Okay, Lana, you got to be the vice president. Why we all can't be the president? And we vote equally. It's three people. That means all we need is two votes. Think about it. That's how simple it is. The vote really comes from the people. That's all I'm saying.
I see what you did there. That's pretty clever.
Little sly devil, you.
little sneaky mother. Boy, I swear. Never mind. Anyway. So, right. Have y'all heard that Dr. Dre was filing for divorce?
Yo, I heard that.
Somebody told me that shit like a while ago.
Dre and his wife was calling it quits, right?
The white girl?
She looked like she looked mixed. Like, she got little, something inside of her.
She light skin.
And I ain't talking about no.
You can't convince me that Dr. Dre would just go with a white girl after like the NWA run and the Up and Smoke and the Chronic time. Nah, I refuse to believe.
She got some melanin.
She light skin.
She got melanin inside of her.
Yeah. She light skin now. She's probably from California. You
get the rub and alcohol. I need a test.
So, but anyway, right? So initially, when the reports come down, they like, yo, he gonna be paying like 1.2 million a month.
Skirt! Yeah.
You know, so it was sounding crazy. I was like, oh man, I was gonna bring it up on the show one night, but I was like, I don't even want to see my boy go out like that. But this week, as the beats turn, fact checkers in the building today. You just don't want to do no talking. But so this week though, I seen that. Bro, they talk about his soon-to-be ex-wife is facing criminal charges.
I seen that
for stealing $400,000 worth of something.
She better not
have, from his business.
She better not have did with what's that little girl did to Shaq when she was stealing Shaq money, giving it to the her trainer.
Hoops.
His wife.
Oh,
we hear about that? She stole. She was taking Shaq money. Paying for the board, the personal trainer, house, and everything. Mm. That's when they first broke. You hear about that? Come on, man. Shaq was supposed to ring her.
Nah, but the hardest thing, the coldest thing I heard, right? Motherfucking.
Shawnee, right?
Motherfucking Mark Jackson, NBA analyst. Mm-hmm. This back when he was a player, right?
Hands down.
Hands down.
This nigga, right? His wife was filing for divorce. This nigga started writing checks to everybody on the team to clear out his account.
Damn, that's smart.
You know, he started Reggie Miller, $2 million. Take that. Dale Davis, $2 million. Take that. Anthony Davis. Take that. Yeah.
Right, so he gave it to Jalen Rose. So as gifts.
Yeah. Rick, it's like, yeah.
Take this check right here, boy.
Bruh, that's smart. That's smart. Yo, divorce can bring out the real ugly in the situation, man. I say
Mama, they're with that man.
I say that to say this because, you know, we had recently heard that Cardi B had filed for divorce from Offset.
he ain't having that shit, bro.
But the crazy part is, you know, Cardi B's birthday came up and they're at her birthday party. Who was there getting a nice little lap dance? It was Offset.
He bought her brand new whip, too.
But here's what I will say, right? As a nigga who's going through a divorce, right? And it's probably no different than when you're in any type of real long-term relationship either, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in that splitting phase, there's a couple things that happen to you, right? You know, today you might wake up, fuck that bitch and everything she thinks, did, or believe in. And in the morning, you wake up, be like, I miss her ass so much.
But
the only difference,
who?
Gator.
Facts.
I don't know who Gator is, though. But the only difference, with Night Night was just talking about, as in that you got people that's going through a divorce, and people been in long-term relationships, because I've been in a lot of damn. Let me change that up. God damn it. It came out wrong.
Bam, 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 bam.
I've been in a couple long-term relationships. I've been in a couple long-term relationships. I'm talking about 11 years, 7 years. And I'm working 5.5 years now. So I've been in like some long.
Shout out to the like that was thinking time.
He said, "Added up."
No, so I can't even talk.
Oh God!
Well, hold that thought now. Take a drink. Come break. Till I come back.
Damn. Hey, Wendy, what's going on? She drunk unks, man.
I'm glad I got some glasses back, yo.
This motherfucking great, yo, tasting crazy.
Clearly, nigga, you ain't had no long term relationship.
I didn't have a lot of them.
That was wrong, Tweety. I never had a lot of
long. You said it, not me.
I fucked up. I ain't mean to say that. Damn, let me live, bro. Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead, finish it.
Now, like I was saying, is that
You've been in a few long term.
I've been in a few long term relationships, so I could.
And you're trying to break down the difference.
I could feel with somebody that's going through a divorce, feeling outside of the financial paperwork that the system put is involved in. Once you get back the legal portion and everything, you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, you know, marriage is supposed to be from the heart and everything. But that paperwork shit, and they start saying this motherfucker get that and everything. That because a lot of people already walk away and go their separate ways. But when the money's involved, when this motherfucker got more, this motherfucker got less, that's when the problems happen. Because I done walked away from a 11-year relationship. I mean, we had a couple fights. I ain't gonna say we had fights. I was bobbing and weaving. What I'm trying to say is that everybody go through some shit, right?
Facts.
But listen, we walked away, we went our separate ways. And then eventually we came back as cordial friends, like not no like relationship.
Yeah, it took some time.
But what I'm trying to say is, when you go through financially though, John, the court system getting involved, paperwork getting involved, coming back sometimes with that.
I mean, well,
that's why people die sometimes, bro.
Well, it's not just that, but when you sit there, right, and you first of all, right, if you just we'll just do like basic essentials, right?
Tell you, I have a lot. Tell us, CC. Tell them.
So anyway,
if you
break down the basic essentials of everything, right? So, you know, if you got two people married and if they have more than one property, then you figure out how you're going to split up property assets. And then if they have children and then money that has been accrued, right? Right. Depending on the individual, right? You touch any one of those situations, you'll bring the direct most ugliest version of that person out.
Facts. Right.
You know,
what was it? How did I get married? With Janet Jackson?
Oh, why did I get married?
For you? Fuck Janet in that movie.
With that being said, so is it ignorant to have a prenup? Like, is that disrespectful?
I think prenups are set up for like money driven people.
But it's not.
I feel like it's more beneficial for them. So like if like Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown should have had a prenup, right? But when you sit there, right, trying to even go about the process of talking about a prenup, right? If you think you're on cloud nine, you're like, I'm gonna marry this person, and then you come up talking that prenup shit, that might make a hard conversation to have in itself.
It shouldn't be, because at the end of the day, we get married just because I love you, you love me. That's how marriage is supposed to be,
shouldn't
right?
Be about
well, we share the same frequency, we share the same source of energy, and we become as one, right? So if I say prenup, you should say okay, we can do whatever, because I ain't marry you for no money. I ain't marry you for no money. I ain't marry you for none of that. I marry you for you. So a prenup should be the problem. That's what I'm saying. If somebody get mad if you bring up prenup, something up with you.
So
something up with you.
Apparently, my brother, good old Wayne, is in Facebook jail.
Who? I'm in Facebook jail?
No, not you. Oh. Hey.
Same as my name,
bro. Bitch, we was watching that shit. Like, we was watching pay per view.
Listen. If you would have felt, I wouldn't even got mad.
Done deal. Just a little backdrop. You know, somebody was trying to avoid walking through the camera and they took
a shortcut. Detour.
We was watching to see how it played out.
Man, that ain't a shortcut. That's a detour.
But anyway, right? But I mean, like, when you start adding, like what you're talking about is legit, right? You're talking about, yo, we on the same frequency, we share the energy, we love one another, right? It should be that simple. In the beginning, in the middle, and unfortunately in the end, right? But the problem is that, you know, people get petty as hell about stupid shit.
You saying like somebody get petty about stupid shit? I mean, like
so once you get to the point of divorce, right? So now like when you start talking about, oh well, nigga, that's my shot, nigga. Don't touch my drink, nigga. We good. But you know, when you start talking like that, right, you get people. They start being petty, like, okay, well, I know, like, it's like when you're in a relationship, right? And your girl, a girl will flatten the tires of your car, bust your windows, right? She's being petty because she knows you have value in the car.
Okay, I like that.
You put okay. value in the car. I like that. Right?
So she's trying to hurt you.
She's trying to hurt you.
Because she knows you like the car.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
So if you every motherfucking Saturday you washing and waxing that motherfucker and you making sure that bitch clean.
She know how to hurt you.
Exactly.
So what you saying, like, first of all.
So when it comes to divorces, you get that type of shit just amplified.
So what you trying to say is, right, all relationships.
I'm not saying all.
I'm going to say majority of relationships. I'm going to say majority then. Majority of relationships know how to each individual know how to hurt one another.
Oh.
Right?
I think.
All right, so what happens? Listen, I know how to hurt you, girl. Listen, I'm just going to let you know that. Anyway, I'm going to leave it like that. Anyway.
But nigga, what? No, that shit went from like a talking point to like a subtle threat. Like, get the fuck
up. What I'm saying is, what happens is, like you said, a woman will stab the tires and everything because she's like lashing out because it's gonna hurt you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now she know how to stab the tires, hurt you, right? Now all of a sudden you go to divorce and y'all go inside of the courtroom. Now her lawyer is giving her something else to hurt you with that you're not prepared for.
Right.
Some paperwork, motherfucking. So now she hurt you fucking double times.
We yelling prenup.
Now you know what I'm saying? Now it's a whole different type of hurt now. You done been through the slicing of the tires. You done been through motherfucking your clothes bleach. You done been through all that kind of shit like that.
What I'm seeing is like, all right. Y'all going through this, y'all both have nothing. Feel me? Y'all both have nothing, right? Accumulate something. You feel me? Now y'all break up, divorce it. Then it goes from to where, you know, we equals to where, well, you know, while he was grinding for this. He was bitchy and moody. I dealt with his emotions in the house. I deserve half of this shit.
I think she does because my thing is, they said marriage is because two individuals become as one. So that means y'all both equal. Don't care if you was away doing work and she was at home doing work. It's still the same to me. That's to me. Because at the end of the day, you chose to be in this one, what it's called, John, as one. Come on, nigga, you married. Help me out. What it's called, John? As one relationship, like, you know what I mean? That's what happens when you get married. You become as one. That means everything is together now. Like everything, don't care. Everything is split. Everything's together because what is yours is what's mine. What's mine is yours. That's how it's supposed to be. Well, that's what I was raised.
All right,
fuck that court shit. All
right, but on it. All right, so all right, y'all get into it, right?
Yeah.
You already had this established already. So
okay.
This is what you put your time and your money into to build.
But why would I put my money into it if I chose her be on my right side?
No, listen. This is something that you already had before you even got with her.
Okay. That means once I got with her and I proposed to her and I accepted her to be my other half, that means it's hers too now. It's that simple. Now, this is my thing, Twitty. Twitty, I'm with you until... If she did something, say she did some shit like Shaq girl did, that she fucking a personal trainer, or she fucking somebody, she fucking a neighbor, she fucking somebody. Now I think that's when all that shit should go out the window. Now, like that equal that one shit. No, this is my shit. This is my shit. That's your shit. Bye, bitch. Before I hurt you, before I put these muffins on you.
The muffins?
I'm just saying, like, no, listen, but because yo, it's people that divorce without even going through somebody cheating.
Okay.
It does people get fed up sometimes.
Right.
So my thing is like that's why I want to read my what you call that I say, right? Because this is what happens, yo. I want to read my little post from that. I said a lot of relationships be sunny days on Facebook, but cloudy days in everyday life.
Nigga, that's cabin. People been doing that shit for years.
Now this is where it's going.
It's just more broader now because you got social media.
Yes. So what I'm trying to say is night, a lot of these relationships be fucked up, but they be fronting just because they weren't about what people think about them or what people gonna say about them. Oh, I thought you were just set and set together. Oh yeah, we doing fine. He just beat your ass last night. Like beat your ass. So you know what I mean? But everybody are fronting and shit.
Yeah, dude.
I think King Kong Bundy stepped on something.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Oh, the speaker is going. I got you. I got it. Yeah, no.
I get it again.
You might have
hit the
just the button.
I'm from
the old school.
Because
the TV ain't
going. Nah. Look at the surge protector, bro. Line. So you can see the light on the surge protector.
You know R&B. I'm from the school of Orange Juice.
Okay,
Jones.
I ain't going over
that. Let's leave it. We'll
fix it. We'll fix it. Shit makes sense to me on more than one front, but I just think, like, for it to work, not the she fucking the pool boy part, not that part, but
yard boy.
But I just think for it to really, really work, right? You know, you gotta kind of be all in. But the bad part is when it's dissolving, people start picking and choosing crazy parts of it, and then that's when it gets extra complicated. Like realistically, right? So, like I know you said she, like, the spouse had to put up with the other spouse while they was building their empire, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you feel like she should get a cut. Okay, maybe she should get a cut because maybe he was at home taking care of the kids, making sure the household was good. But half seems a bit much in that regard. Like, you know, okay, so he was gone, but he just made a billion-dollar empire, and now you're like, well, I need half of a billy.
Nine, that's why I said what I said. 9 times out of 10, it's not even the woman or the man. It's their lawyer, the ones that's asking for all that. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that be asking for all that.
Nah, but they're going to ask you, do you want me to go for this?
But the lawyer need to get paid. They want to get paid. They're greedy.
No, the lawyer going to get paid one way or another. Because first of all, you got to pay your retainer. So, and then,
what I'm trying to say is that, yo, like, because a lot of times, like, when somebody else, because that's the third party. That might be the fourth party. Might be the fifth party. You got a judge. You got a lot of people involved. So the lawyer like, well, girl, I'm telling you, like, he got this, and that. You obligated for half of everything. But the girl probably was okay saying that, well, I'll give you this much and everything. She probably was with it. Also, she get to court, her lawyer talking this fucking rowdy dog shit. Rowdy wild shit, the little lawyers, how the lawyers do, up in their head. So, girl, you can get half.
You can suggest it, but it's still up to them to agree for you to do it. Remember, they're representing you. That's what the lawyer's job will do. So they're essentially supposed to be asking for the things that you want. Now, if you go in there and say, if the first thing you want to do when you walk into the divorce lawyer's office, you say, half. Okay, well, he already know. Well, it's just, but then he's got to get with the other attorney, and then they have to sit there and they have to go about the process of of assets and shit, and then breaking them down, blah blah blah. Trust me, it's a process.
I know it's a process and everything. That's
the nigga
why,
who's going through it. It's a process.
That's why, like, no, I mean, you got to keep individuals out of your relationship while you're building it or working on it.
Some people ain't capable of doing it.
But that's why I said that post was up and everything, because at the end of the day, yo, we all, everybody. My thing is, if you're in a relationship, you're not going through nothing, something's fucking wrong, get out of that shit. That's hell. Get the fuck away now. You everybody got problems. Everybody gonna be going through something.
It's hell,
it is hell. That means, bro, if you're in a relationship and you got no problems, you're not arguing, you're not having disagreements or something like that, something is fucking wrong. Nigga, the movie Get Out. Run. Or she fucking somebody else. It's that simple, It's that simple. Because everybody, come on, man. Hey, Lina, how long you been in a relationship, Lina? Well, how long you been married? Let me let's start putting some respect on our brothers. How long have you been in?
I'm dead because you shook my hand hard as hell the other day. I'm still, yeah. I ain't healed. Yeah,
how long you been married? 11 my years. Brother? 11 years. Stop it up, man. 11 years, man. Like, yo, we don't see shit like this no more, man.
Dime, know what?
We don't see talk shit like this
us,
no
talk
more.
Talk to us.
Yo, congratulations, brother. So my thing is, right, you're 11 years, right? You had a lot of problems. I know you did. Because I had my little 5-year relationships in my 11 years. I had a lot of problems. So I know you have problems, bro. That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, like, how do you deal with them problems? How do you to the forefront without going to divorce, without going to none of that? Because I know you have problems.
Well, I just think, like, one of the main things you gotta focus on is this, right? What's more important? Being right, being happy.
Whoa. God damn it. I'll put the glasses down for a second. So you selling me.
What's more important? You have to ask yourself internally, what's more important?
Okay.
Being right or being happy?
Okay, so if it
took an argument and a knockdown, drag out argument where a lot of bad things were said, but at the end of the day, I got to say I was right. Was that worth it?
You're right. I like that.
Doing that. So Dime says,
having peace in relationship is good.
I like that. Man. I like that. Peace is everything. Listen, I like that, yo. But I got, like, I just want to say, add something to that or say mm-hmm. something to you.
Communication and compromise.
Because, first of all, a lot of times that we be with our significant other that we don't even know the full happiness of our significant other or what they want or where they want to be or what they need to be happy. 9 times out of 10.
Well, sometimes. Well, that's a two-part joint.
Right? It is. Okay.
Because it's not just that you might not know how to make your partner happy. Is your partner capable of knowing how to be happy?
I understand. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that.
You got to be happy with you before you be happy
with
somebody else. Facts.
Okay. So, okay, if somebody is not happy with themselves, what you're saying is, my brother, I'll let you get ready because you're married too. So I'm going to let you take a seat for it. I got questions for you too. So I'm going to let you take a seat.
Don't do it.
No. So, so if you said the person, if they're not happy, they will never be happy. That's what you're saying.
Right.
All right.
Okay. No, if you don't know how to be happy,
I said the person.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so if you have an individual who's in a relationship, right? But the individual themselves
don't know how
to be happy.
So the relationship will never be happy.
So how can you hold another person responsible for making
it happen? Never gonna happen.
Okay, now check this out. Last time I checked, right? When I got in my couple relationships, right? I mean, what my relationship I'm in now, like I'm happy inside of a relationship.
Whoa, what
happened?
Stop talking fast. You talk slow and listen to yourself. Because you said one of my relationships I'm in now.
No. I said
you
that.
You literally said.
Well, I said no.
We stopping you.
No.
I was from yourself.
I went from the relationships I had, like you know what I mean, to that the relationship then.
You my man. I understand what you bro saying. But I know what you said.
What you said was. One of the
reasons. All right. Okay. Wait. I said that.
Fact checker. We got confirmation for that shit all around the board.
Nobody put it up there yet.
No.
You know. All right. There we go.
I knew what he meant. But I was start laughing. Look. I knew what you meant, but I also know what you said.
He said what he said.
No, we all stopped that shit. Whoa. Let's have a conversation. Damn. Let's clear this up.
I forgot what I was going to say now, yo.
Maybe it was necessary.
Nah, because no, it's something that could
happen. Look, yes, he did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you on your ass. Yo, all the money, yo, gum out there, yo, everybody on your ass, bro.
I
got
to put my glasses, something, yo.
It's the shot. You're right, Dom. It's the shots.
You said you need water.
I was talking too fast. That's all it was.
I'm drinking my own water. Okay.
But we just talk about happiness, man. We just talk about happiness.
Y'all can't see me.
Let's get back.
We only over here because of you, but let's get back. All right, you.
Listen. All right. Damn.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me drink some beer.
Man,
I don't
live party nights, man. So, all right, cool. You know what? Hey, bitch, get off the bottle. Pour your shot. It's almost that time.
It's shot time, man.
You can fuck around and my boy and you sitting here. No, we ain't going to do that. Just get off the bottle. I know you didn't.
Damn, Lonnie.
But you never know.
Yo, Tay said that's 2 strikes.
There you go, A-Rod.
But listen. Let's talk about something else.
I was trying to, and you cut me off, so I hope you got something to talk about now. I'm trying to take
my... All I want to know, I'm happy. I'm happy right now. I'm in a happy place.
That's good.
That's good. Awesome.
I'm glad you're there. Don't know how I'm much happy. Longer you're going to be there, but I'm glad you're there. but you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's about just being like, you know, Antea commented. She said communication and compromise. It's kind of like the same deal. Like, you know, is you want to be right or you want to be happy. Pretty much that's what it comes down to. Because sometimes, and you know this, just being a man in the world, like, you know, sometimes you got to go through a lot just to prove to a motherfucker that you're right.
I'm older now, bro. I'm older now.
Are you?
It, I mean, it changes when you get older because, like, at the end of the day, nine times out of ten, I look back on my previous arguments, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was my pride was doing more arguing than I was.
So your pride is what wants you to be right.
Your pride always gonna be right, bro. Your pride.
No, but your pride is
always gonna be right. Yeah, your pride. You know what I mean? And we all got it. If you don't got it, I don't know what to tell you. But like everybody, majority of the men got pride. And you be arguing sometimes. You sit back and look at it like, yeah, I could have just said you right. It that simple. Or I could have said my bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hindsight.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like what Night-Night's saying, we want to keep on going and try to be right. That's your pride, though. That's our pride. That's our pride, though. My thing is, man.
No, I
a lot of people know what happiness is, though, man.
Right.
My thing. Let me rephrase that. A lot of people don't understand happiness.
Yeah.
Because happiness is not an all day long feeling. It's a temporary feeling. If you're gonna be happy all day, I don't know what to tell you. You'll never be happy all day. You'll never be fucking happy all fucking day. The world we live in, and that's one of the big things motherfuckers say. I'm not happy, so okay,
what try cocaine
now that it wears off though, right?
Because I'm happy, but that one day I got it back.
Nah, but if everybody understand that happy is a temporary feeling, like then you'll understand it better too, because it's not just the man to make you happy, or it's not just yourself to make the situation happy. You gotta understand happiness is a temporary feeling. It's not no all 24-hour feeling, yo. It's not. If you got that shit, let me know. If you know the secret to it, let me fucking know. I've been searching.
Ain't nobody happier than a kid playing in the box that the toy came in.
Until his mom tell him to get out the box. Then what?
I'm knocking the shit over.
That means you're not happy no more. See what I'm saying? Happy, like, what I'm saying, like, everybody got to find happiness. Like, happiness is... not know all day feeling.
But you think about it like this, right? So you happiness, albeit maybe temporary, a lot of people are still searching for it. A lot of people haven't had that temporary feeling.
But look how many motherfuckers that gives up their life. I mean, well, their love life or the person that they're gonna be with their significant other just because they're not happy though. That's fucked up though.
What you mean by give up their life?
Meaning that, okay, they love this person to the death of them, but they're not happy.
He's still.
They're not happy, so they feel though that they don't need to be with this person as a relationship standpoint. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because they're not happy with this person doing what they may be doing everything. So you risk the love of your life, your soulmate, just to be happy.
So question for you.
What's the question for me?
Uncle Fax.
God damn it.
We've had to talk for the last couple years. So it's happiness in the eyes of the beholder.
Oh, happiness in the eyes of you. But you got to understand. But you got to understand that Night-Night. I told you Night-Night. I said this. Man, you talked had a conversation about this. I said that if everybody, it'll be simple. If everybody know how to, as soon as the relationship from the love part, it'll be so much easier. Meaning that you're not happy with the relationship, so fix the relationship. You can't fix how you really feel towards that person. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can't fix the way you feel towards your wife. But you can fix the things around your wife that's going on around y'all. But you can't fix the way you feel towards her.
Who the fuck is Wendy? I'm looking at these comments now. Happiness is having your cake and eat it too. Oh, Wendy, you tripping. You tripping, man. I'm sorry. I mean, because that's a pivotal moment. But that comment came through very clear.
I see.
But nah, I told my girl that too though.
Mm.
Who was it? I mean, if they make you a cake, why you can't eat it?
Oh, this nigga here.
I've been said that though. Oh, if they make you a cake.
Bro, we just did this. We just spent about 10 minutes diffusing another situation, and you're gonna jump back into the fire.
I like that though. Like, I've been said that. If somebody make me a cake, why can't I eat my motherfucking cake? You made this shit for me, and it's good.
I got it. I don't have shit to smoke. That's why I'm tripping. I don't have no fucking balance over here. Like, there's no way. I'm like, yo, I'm just I'm drinking more, but I'm not getting my appeal.
I got these gummies.
Gummies? What? Gummy bears?
Yo, L, do me a favor, man. What's see that black over there on the table?
What did he say about having wishes? I can't see it. Damn, too. I can't see that.
No, nah, she said only that you can only contribute to another person's happiness.
I mean, you can attempt to contribute to somebody's happiness, but it's no guarantee.
So
there's no guarantee on it.
Big bro, what's going on? Do you think in order to really be happy, you have to be selfish?
To an extent, I do. I do. I'm gonna tell you why I think you have to be selfish to an extent, right? Because it don't make sense for you to hold other people accountable to make you happy. So you have to be selfish about your happiness in order for you to find it. Now, does that mean that you have to be hurtful and hurt people and put them in bad positions? No, but you damn sure need to be selfish about it, because you're going to be wasting your time hoping that somebody else can make you happy.
I say something different, because
you done with that beer?
Now this is going to be a general conversation. My girl get mad all she want. Listen, there's nothing here.
That's all I need.
Yo, 9 times out of 10, a woman is upset with a man is because she don't spend enough time with him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not there in a period of time that she wanted him to be there, right? So her happiness is him being there by her side. She feels strong. She feels fucking complete when that man is around her. You can't tell her to be selfish about that. Because her, like, now imagine she
was selfish.
No, hold on, let me finish.
If you're saying I gotta be there for you to be happy,
I'm not done yet. Right? Listen,
you ain't saying it was two parts.
I know it's not. I ain't thinking you jumped in.
You
still arguing.
Shut it up.
Nah, this is what I'm trying to say.
You can't make a person happy. You can only contribute to their happiness, but you can't make them happy.
No, I understand that, Twitty. What I'm saying is, I just said that a lot of women argue about time. Now, I'm just looking back on me. I can only speak for the things I've been through, right? I could be wrong. Like, y'all situation, y'all situation could be different. But, yo, majority of my arguments was about time. It wasn't about, like, all kind of crazy shit, no little shit. The majority of my fucking arguments was about fucking time. That's all I'm saying. So now, same thing as I want her to be selfish. Now, bitch, you gotta be, God damn it.
Bitch?
Why you mean it? What you gotta tell, bro?
Bitch! Listen, right?
Yo, I mean,
listen.
Why you repeat it, y'all? Like,
because you stopped on that word. I was giving you right back where you left off.
Y'all chill, bro.
It's the glasses. The glasses protect him. When he takes them off, he gets vulnerable. We got it now.
Nah, but time, like, if her happiness is my being around me, right? So now I'm telling her to be selfish, right? Meaning that, as in, it's not about you, it's about us and everything. So I'm telling her she can't be happy. She got to eat that, because I'm going to be over here whenever I want to be over there, right? That stuff is on me too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not looking at it as in, like, oh, all she wants is time, that's it?
But
like, she's not asking me to do crazy shit. Okay. She's not asking me to take her to the moon.
So what's the...
She's not asking me to fucking take her on vacation.
Wait, before we get with the...
All right,
all she wants is time, right?
Wait.
It's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
So you spend 23 with her, and for the 60 minutes that you leave, now she's miserable.
Is that fair? I never said that.
But she said all she wants is time.
No, bro.
We're not talking about anybody in particular, but we're just saying in general.
If
all somebody wants is time, and you spend all your time with them,
okay.
But the second that you're not with them,
the reason why I'm not going to answer the question, because I'm a hurt man in the long run, so I'm not going to answer the question. So I'm not gonna do it.
Since when the fuck you gave a fuck about somebody's feelings?
Okay, I'm gonna answer them. Right?
Here we go.
All right, listen, John did this. So
whatever happens, it's on me.
Nah, because if you look at it, right? When they say time, they're not talking with John. Talking about 23 hours. They're talking about like a time where they feel though like that you are around them and you're not putting them no other individual special. Bros, that's how it all start. Bros, meaning somebody spending too much time with the bros, and the girl get jealous because women are more jealous than men. That's another shout out, women. I'm helping you all right now, so y'all can't get mad at me. women are more jealous than men. Like, but you know what I mean? But yeah. So you upset because he's spending time over here, time over there, time over here, but you're not gonna spend enough time with you. You know what I mean? And that's how the typical arguments start. And we all know that one argument could make little arguments become the, like fucked up. Like fucked up. Meaning because I argued before, I'm like, yo, why the fuck is we arguing because because the fucking door wouldn't shut right? That's called maintenance. Or I could go fix that shit. But it's like the energy from the argument that never was fucking on the table, the time argument that women come at men with, and men scared to talk about it.
So
men scared to talk about the time argument.
Let me ask you this, right? Because shit, I think I should do now, but get drunk. So, let me focus my energy now. So what you going to do, right? So it's a full circle moment for you, right?
All right.
So y'all brought up child support earlier.
Oh, shit. What the fuck you bring that back up for?
Wait. Y'all brought up child support earlier, All right? So child support, 10 times out of 10, usually happens when a mother and a father are no longer together.
Yes.
So what if the current person you're with is upset that you're not spending time with them, but the time you're not with them, you're with your children? And maybe you're in a situation where you don't want to have your children around her for whatever reason. You know, it might be early in a relationship.
Hey, you got to be more specific, bro.
It might be early.
Are you going over her house, bro?
No, I'm not saying you're going over your baby mom's house, but you might take your kids out to the park, to shopping.
Okay.
You might, for whatever reason, right? Or hell, you know, you might turn around. You got a son. He got a football game, a goddamn jamboree. That's an 8-hour situation. You know, without even trying sometimes.
But no, Marta wouldn't wear it, man. It's only child support. You can't leave yet, man.
He's about child support. He's about.
Holly said, too much time together can cause problems. I fully believe that.
That's an individual thing.
It is individual.
That's an individual thing. And I'm not saying it's not right. But what I'm saying is that certain people like to be all up underneath of their significant other.
Facts. That's what I'm saying, John.
And certain people appreciate time away from each other, so it makes time together more significant.
So it's a balance with that, then.
It's always a balance.
Personal preference.
And you don't know.
And that preference is developed based off of the shit that happened to that person in their life, whether it's good shit or bad shit, you know?
All right, we got to send her something. She's been, like, real active in the last, like, 5-6 lives, bro. Malay. That time means quality time, but if you don't place expectations on others for them to let you down, then you can avoid hurting yourself. Take care of yourself. Enjoy what is in front of you for that moment.
That is a dope comment, but that is a dope single person comment. I was with you, but that last sentence, take care of yourself and enjoy what's in front of you in the moment, that is completely a single person comment. But I get it.
I mean, straight. That's why I said that, yo, it's kind of simple, but it's not simple because tradition stopped it from being simple.
Facts.
Because I said, a lot of people, like, I remember my mom told me, like, when you love something, you fight for it, right?
Okay.
Like, my mom told me that. I think everybody heard that before. When you love something, you fight for it. I just seen movies on that shit, too, right? But then my thing is, like, how can you fight for something you can't control?
Facts.
Right? If you can't fight with somebody you can control, who you fighting? That's one of the scariest things. You can't go to war unless you know who you're fighting against. You're going to war blindly. That means you're going to lose. That means everybody is going to war because they don't know what they're fighting for.
You just swinging.
You just swinging.
You just swinging. You just swinging.
And no, so what I mean by, I'm rewinding this shit. Mm-hmm. Before I said something stupid, John, fuck my train of thought up.
Oh, it's on me. Okay.
I said that, yo, you always can fight for a relationship because a relationship could change every day. You could change the relationship the way you want it to, both parties. But you can't change the way you feel towards somebody. That shit is not a light switch. You can't turn that shit off. When everybody get that shit, like, in their mind and everything, like, listen, I'm not fighting for you to love me. I'm fighting for this fucking bubblegum relationship we in, or whatever you want to call it.
Bubblegum.
That's what we're fighting for. The relationship. Not the love. Not I chose you, you chose me. We fighting for our living arrangements. The money, like the spending, what you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation shit. That's what you should fight for. But you never fight for that to make somebody love you or make somebody want to be with you. You never fight for that. You take away that, but it'd be more easy. The fight be easier then. But, I don't know who I'm punching on that. Like, God damn it.
But like you said, that's wrapped up around expectations and what you think. Of what you think a relationship should be. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, and you know, when you're in long-term relationships, you realize that sometimes people's wants and needs change or evolve in the course of the relationship. And then sometimes they, for lack of a better term, they de-evolve. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm just going to run.
I'm gonna let you run with it though.
I'm gonna run with it.
It's a word a day.
So, but like the thing about it is this, right? Is that sometimes like you get with somebody and who that person is right there in that moment, that's the person you fall in love with. And you're not prepared for that evolution. You're not prepared for the evolution. So when they start to evolve, what happens is the gap starts to happen between you and them.
All right, night-night. I'm only gonna talk for me, right? I ain't gonna talk. I'm gonna talk about my relationships, but I'm only gonna talk about my understanding and what I endure and what I encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when I choose somebody, right, nothing changed, right? The things that we go through in our relationship change, but the way I feel to that person never change. So if somebody is evolving, that's the relationship, or that's their surroundings. That's the your trials every day, your moments together is evolving. Mm-hmm. But how you feel towards that person. Don't evolve. That shit is already at a high frequency, a high level. You don't gotta change. That shit will never change.
So, but the thing about it is, you get with somebody, right? And when you first meet them, you love everything about them. But then when they're on the course of their own path and their own journey, they start doing things that you don't particularly care for no more. Or like, it's like this, right? Like, let's say you meet a girl, right? For example, take what we do here. You know, we drink, we get it in, right? So if you meet a girl and y'all drink together, and when y'all drink together, y'all have good times, and then 2 years down the road, she's like, I don't want to drink no more. So, but you still drinking. And like, you know, if that was like one of the things that y'all always had a good time when y'all would have indulgent beverages together, now you come home drunk, or you're around her drunk, and she don't really want to be a part of that.
No, bro, that's simple though. To me, that's simple. That goes into what I'm saying is that, bro. At the end of the day, that's some simple relationship stuff. That still don't take away from how you feel towards her, how she feel towards you. That's what I want to get. Like, I'm trying to separate the two. Meaning that once you is with somebody, once I want to use the word love. Once you love somebody, I'm gonna use the word love, yo, because everybody understand the energy that I'm talking about. But once you love somebody, yo. Love is a switch, something that you can't turn off and on. So what I'm trying to say is that, yo, if you can't turn it off and on, how can you fix it and make it stronger, though? So what you could do is make the things around it, as in the relationship, stronger. The ease from you blaming the love, or you're not in love with this person, you're not out of love with this person, like, for the problem. The problem is the everyday life stuff that we go through. It's called a relationship. It's called a fucking relationship. You choose. Listen, you choose to fucking be in a relationship with somebody, right? But you don't choose to love somebody. It happens. Somebody can prove me wrong. You don't choose to love somebody. Prove me wrong. Anybody can try it. No. Good luck.
I got a question. You gonna say something, Uncle Rico? Because this nigga is staring at the camera like, yeah, tell me. Prove it. Say something. I dare you.
No,
I want somebody to prove me wrong that you can choose the way you love somebody. Because you don't choose that. That happens.
That's not what I'm doing. I have a question. You know, you're married. You're married. So my question is, it's on the screen. It don't matter. All
right.
But like dead ass. So is there being around somebody too much? Is that a real thing?
No. No. Being around what you just said, being around somebody too much, it could be a problem if there's no frequency there. Meaning that I talked about bonds, right? Mm-hmm. I said sometimes time create bonds. Like when you be around somebody for a period of time, like work friends, like which a girl might get jealous, like, oh, you've been around them too long, because they know that you're gonna create some type of bond with that person more than what you create with her and everything. But there's a difference between bond and love. A bond is something that grows over time. You know what I mean? It grows over time. So anybody can create a bond if they work fucking 18 hours a day together, 4 days a week and everything. You fuck around, have a bond, you don't even fucking know. You're like, yo, bro, I like you, bro. You like me? Hey, what's up, bro? You don't even know that now. Yo, I like this person because you spend a lot of time with him. It's called a bond. But bond and love are two different things and everything.
But I mean, when it comes to you,
bonds can be broken easily.
And your girl, fiance,
it's just based off what the bond is created.
The word is born, huh?
I'm not talking about when it comes to you and the person that you're in the house with every night.
No, okay. So my thing is, so you saying that the person, the significant other that I say I love,
yeah,
the person I say I love and everything, that already that happened on its own without me slipping my tongue or saying it. I don't got to say it.
But
I feel it.
But what I'm saying to you is there are such thing as being around them too much to where you
no yes yes yeah, yeah sweet, I agree to,
I'm asking
yeah, I'm gonna tell you listen, I believe that everybody should have a time apart, meaning a time apart meaning whatever you want to do. I can't tell you what you're going to do in your time apart, but I know that I just need my time apart, meaning that I just want to do or be separate from, because first of all, when you love somebody, y'all in tune with each other y'all in tune with each other a lot. So my thing is, so when you separate from that in tuneness, it feels different. So now you're having fun, you're doing what you want to do, and the more time you're away from that tuneness, the stronger that intune going to get to pull you back. That's why motherfuckers say makeup sex and all
in-tuneness.
That shit. Intuneness. That's why, no, yeah, John made up a word. I'm going to make up shit.
It's cool. That's what we do. No,
that's why people say that makeup
sex. I ain't have shit to do with that conversation, nigga. No, that's what you talking about?
Yo, EJ, what's going that's on?
That's why people say makeup sex is so great. Because, like, when you spend time, you're mad at somebody, y'all spend time apart and everything, or y'all get back together, like, it feels like fireworks and shit. You know what I mean? That's that frequency back on a frequency.
Okay. Pew, 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 pew. Little deuce, deuce.
Yeah. So, we're gonna cap this at this point, you know. Cause now I'm getting litty.
He said I'm getting litty.
Cause I've been chasing liquor with liquor.
Oh, here we go. Don, I'm a good old couple therapy. Says, how important is it to embrace his/her love language?
It's important. It's important, but it's really only important when you understand your partner's love language. That's what I want to say. Because if you don't understand your partner's love language, you're not in tune with the needs that they have. That's just pretty much cut and dry. Like, love. Now if you are in tune, then you know the things that you need to do, and you know the things that make your partner feel special and make them feel important, make them feel like a priority, and, so to speak.
I want to piggyback off you. You'd be surprised how simple it is to make your significant other happy, because at the end of the day, they already love you. So when somebody loves you, the happiness is easy. You don't got to try hard. It makes somebody happy when there's love involved. I ain't talking about somebody you meet a random day and you want to be happy with. I'm talking about somebody that you in tune with. It's different. That's why I talk about energy. Everybody know that. I talk about energy a lot. I talk about energy a lot. I talk about frequency too.
You heard it too, right?
Bro, it's him. Because I was gonna let you slide. Like, I was about to be like, nigga, you said, but then I was like, no, I ain't gonna do it because I know.
No, what he I said I ain't wanna say love, right? I wanna talk about it. Like, I talk about energy a lot.
That makes sense.
And I talk about frequency.
Because you said inner Lee. So you were talking about love and energy. So I get it. It's a compound word. I got it.
It caught me off guard. I just make sure we're on the same page. That's all.
Yeah, but like, yo, when you like share the same energy and sharing the same frequency, like it's different. Like when I say it's different, like the argument is gonna be different. The understanding is gonna be different. The sex is gonna be different. Everything is different when you share the same frequency.
Cousin Dice, oh cute. Fuck my you, man. Twitty.
At the end of the show, every week, at the end of the show.
Let me say this real quick. So Holly said, you'll always love someone when you've been in love with them, but being in love can fade if the bond is broken. Mm. There's some truth to that, but one thing Uncle Fax and I are in total agreement with is that we've never been fans of the words in love.
Facts.
Because love is love. Love don't change, people do.
People do.
Man, shout out to Ms. Radio. She was wilding tonight, man.
You got some motherfuckers that came along, right? Didn't understand what love was. They put a suffix and a prefix in front of a word. They changed the word to make the meaning like in tune with them. It's that simple, yo.
Look at that. Cause like
love is love, man. Love is love.
Yeah,
because I get mad at my girl.
Because technically,
that don't mean I'm not in love with her.
Because technically, anybody that you say you've been in love with, there's still love there for that person. Now, granted, they might have done some crazy shit to you, and you might not have appreciated it, and you might have interpreted it as selfish, hurtful, disrespectful, right? But if that motherfucker was to die today, you would be affected.
Love is a switch.
Okay. Out easy, man. Morris. Not for the beat.
Love is love. Come on, he knows. Love is love, man. Stop separating it.
First of all, I'm not even gonna touch Easy Ray, man. I'm not gonna touch that shit because I already got his cousin next to me. I refuse to go into the shit with both.
But yo, imagine if everybody get that though.
I'm a whole cousin down. Fuck Easy, all right.
Yeah.
You can't turn that light switch off. I done got mad at motherfucking girl and tell her to fuck herself. Fuck you. I was involved. Like, fuck you. I had to clear that up. Like, fuck you. And then, yo, the next day, you like, what? Hey, babe. Bring it in. Like, bring it in. Like,
another nigga wake up. Nigga wake up. Fuck me. You don't love me no more. It's fuck me. No, I'm sorry. It came out wrong.
Yeah, because you probably going to like believe this. One of the biggest things that us men go through, we don't know how to get fully emotional and let our emotions with words. Because a lot of words will sound not right to us.
First of all, when you actually talking about loving somebody, right? To describe loving somebody is one of the most difficult things ever because you can't really explain why you love them. You just love them. So trying to put terms and vernacular to them is a waste of time.
Can't do it.
It's a waste of time because you can sit here and say, yo, I love this person. Whoop de whoop de whoop. And the next motherfucker next to you is gonna be like, how could you love this motherfucker?
You see what you mean? First of all, that's what women do. Yeah, fuck y'all. See, I'm coming at y'all now again. Y'all be sitting in the circle with shit like, yo, shit. He did this to you. He did that. Bitch, you let him do that. He keep doing this. He keep doing this. But guess what? She still can't turn that switch off that she want to be done with him. Love. I mean, she might be done with him that she want to fuck with him more, but she still can't take away that hurt in her heart that was in place.
Because you love somebody. That's why when you love somebody, they're capable of hurting you. Because for you to really love somebody, you have to be comfortable with the idea of being vulnerable with them. Ooh. Now, what somebody does with said vulnerability is a different story. But to love somebody is you're letting down. To love somebody, you're letting down your own guards. You know, you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Yeah. You're allowing yourself to be in a position where 9 times out of 10 you got your walls up, you got your armor on, and you're ready to fight the world. But the person that you love, you leave your armor at the door. The wall bin came down.
You go outside ass naked.
So
whoa, sweetie, go outside ass naked. Sweetie, that mean
coke's
the wall, bro.
Nah, that's not coke. That's formaldehyde. You know, embalming fluid.
But one thing,
Donnie, you're gonna rush out the door ASAP. You're not grabbing shit. You're out. You ass naked.
Okay.
Not saying you're really ass naked.
Boy, shut up.
All right. Anyway, listen. Yo, this is one. Yo, nah. For our community, right? Yo, one thing that us brothers, us sisters never do. We never really fully sit down and discuss what love really is and what happiness really is. There's a fucking difference between the two. I know for a fact. A lot of people want to put them both together because a lot. I see too many women, sisters. I'm gonna say too many sisters said that. Yo, I'm not happy. So when you think you're not happy, you think you don't love that person no more. That's bullshit. That because you're not happy don't mean you're not in love no more. Well, don't mean you don't love that person no more. I hate using the word in love and out of love.
You older than that?
Would you agree?
OG.
Would you agree there is a thin line between loving someone and lusting over someone?
Facts.
People confuse the two.
Facts.
Those are absolutely facts.
Facts. Yeah. agree 100%. I mean,
there are people who are in love with the idea of a person more so than the actual person. Love
me.
Can I
tell the story of what you love Megan Good? Shout the back. Yo, Megan Good was on Oprah Winfrey. Like, I don't know why the fuck I was watching her anyway. I was watching it. God damn, I don't know. She was on there. She said that she was
with get your cousin, man. Get your fucking cousin.
What he said? Way Easy said, being in love, knowing your walls down is scary. Told my girl, I'll kill you and fuck you up at the same time. I need God.
Get your cousin.
See, that's the shit I was talking about. That's why I said I'm not fucking with Easy.
I don't blame you, yo.
But yeah, you know what I mean? When you're being vulnerable, you'll say shit like, bitch, I'll kill you. And even if you don't say it out loud, subconsciously.
I never said that.
Subconsciously, you'd be like, you chalk me over, you got to go.
I never said that.
Somebody got to go.
Hey, yo,
didn't think it.
I was telling the story about Oprah Winfrey, like Megan Good. Like, everybody like Megan Good. Megan Good, like one of the actors. She's a melanated woman. That's a little beautiful.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Well, anyway, she told Oprah Winfrey she was with a dude for 7 years, right? She was with a guy for 7 years. I'm gonna answer the question that somebody put about the less thing. She was with a guy for 7 years. She said she woke up one morning and then she's like, who the fuck is this in my bed? She said she didn't even know him. She said he looked like somebody off the streets. Because he said she lusted over him so much that she never knew nothing about him. She never like had no commitment to him, no nothing. No, it was nothing, no energy, no frequency, nothing. It was just all lust. Lust dies fast. Megan, you don't know when, right? It lasts 7 years, he said. It lasts 7 years. You gonna slide her DM, though.
Right now.
She got rid of that nigga in 7 years.
Seven years? 7 days. How on
But no, it's something that like we all need to take into consideration because the bull said something real good. Lust. How do you know the difference between lust and what you call? Lust is temporary. Love is forever. That's facts. Yeah. That's why they call me facts, because I understand what a fact is.
And you're not afraid to
question everything.
There you go. There you go.
No.
Hey,
there
we go.
I cut it back like boom.
Yeah, man, with that being said, man, we're not going to talk y'all ears off because it is Friday night, man. Friday we hope night. Y'all enjoy y'all Friday nights. Do us a favor, man. Be safe in all that you do, man. And above all that, man, have love for everybody who's got love for you. Kiss your loved ones. Tell them they're important to you.
Energy. Embrace it.
Love. Give them love, man.
Give people the energy they deserve. With that being said, you can follow us on Facebook at Drunk Onks Podcast. Twitter is Drunk Onks Radio. Instagram is Drunk Onks Podcast. Also, you can go on drunkonkspodcast.com. You can follow us on Spotify, on iHeart, on Apple, on
Amazon Music.
On Amazon. It's another one I'm forgetting.
It's new though. Sorry.
No. It's another one I'm forgetting. It's like four major ones. It'll come back to me after I do some research.
Shout out to iHeart,
Spotify, Pandora. Apple, Pandora, yes. And Amazon.
Shout out to Uncle Pat's birthday tomorrow. Stay tuned.
I think I know that nigga.
And you know what? Yeah, whatever.
Bigger involved, said, man. I am there. All right.
Listen, I'm gonna pour my shot up. Y'all gonna pour a shot up.
Yo, is Fat Checker and Ken gonna get in there? No.
They did their own tools earlier.
He said, Let them do what they do. Let them do what they do.
They saw your face thing. It's too late. Yeah, you peaked in. Your shadow is
easy.
Shadow
you already know, bro. Love you, baby.
But listen, man. Let's raise our glass for everyone we love, and be humble enough. Be humble enough to forgive people for the things that they've done to you. And there's one last jewel before we get up out of here. Get ready to end this bitch, right? Anybody that's doing bad, they never told you to be humble. So if they're telling you to be humble, you're doing good.
Facts. We out of here.